Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Chasing Cars with Clarissa and Julian Coe from SG Car Mart. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. On the phone, I'm joined by my co-host, Julian Coe, editor, SG Car Mart. We're talking Porsches. Not just any Porsche, but an electric Porsche. Not just any electric Porsche, but the Taycan, which, let me remind you, starts at $351,958 without COE. That is a humongous, humongous price tag, Julian.
Yes, I know. And not only that, it's not only without COE, it's also without options. So if you put it all together, you're looking way past 450 grand, at least. Oh. And we're talking about base model.
I do believe that there are some price listings on SG Car Mart, not from Stuttgart Auto, but from parallel importers, that put it in or around the 480,000 mark.
Oh, well, you know.
That's a lot of money. Now, for such a hefty price tag, is she a lot of car?
Oh, yes, she is. She definitely is. I mean, I took out the base model, actually, and I had no expectations at all. I did not know what to expect. I did not know what to even, like, do with it. You know what I mean? I mean, I've been driving so many different electric cars, and suddenly the Porsche Taycan just came along, and I was wondering to myself, I mean, it's just going to be another electric car. You know what I mean? And then when I get in, start the car, move off, I immediately realized what the hype was all about. Like, seriously, I think it's easily one of the most interesting, engaging, stylish-looking electric car I have ever driven.
Really?
Yes, I thoroughly enjoyed myself with the car. It's, you know how you feel like when you drive an electric car, but I feel this way at least, right? When I get into an electric car, everything starts becoming vague. Steering's vague, drive is vague, there's no communication, everything feels disconnected. Really? And you just feel the punch from the instant torque from, you know, all electric cars, but not so the Porsche Taycan. It's really very engaging. It's still a Porsche car out and out. Yes, you don't have that boxer sound. You don't have that engine roar that you would expect, like, you know, from a 911 or even a Panamera turbo. But get this, it's still very much a Porsche. And it's hard. The way it drives, the way it looks, the way it operates. The only difference is, well, it goes about its business in absolute silence. You can choose, actually. You can toggle on that whole sport electric exhaust thing, but really not my cup of tea.
Now, let's talk about some really rather practical things about the Porsche Taycan Electric. First of all, it is a four-door car.
Isn't it lovely?
Which is, you know, I want to say so practical, but and then I feel like I should slap myself, because what is practical about a sports car? It has two doors. It has one door. It has gull doors. I mean, you know, I don't think the engineers generally, when they're designing a sports car, a sports performance car, no less, are thinking, oh, let's put four doors in there because it's so practical.
No, but I mean, seriously. Okay, you know what I initially thought? I actually thought that the Taycan would be something along the lines of, you know, it's just going to be another Panamera. No big deal. You know, it's just going to be just another sedan of sorts, sports sedan. But it genuinely feels slightly more. I know it sounds crazy, but imagine there is a 911 in four-door body format. This will be it. This will be it.
Yes.
That's how sound it
I
is.
Don't know about you, but I never want to sit in the back seat of the 911. Even if it did have four doors, I'm not sitting there.
Oh, well, I mean, one day, Clarissa, one day, if I ever have the chance to buy a four-door sports Porsche, at least, I'll make you sit behind. But then again, that one day might never come.
I might ignore you. I don't love you that much. All right, but okay, you know, I think that the four-door Taycan is a selling point to someone who can not be concerned about the fact that the car that they're looking at is in excess and almost $500,000. Now, okay, there are four different versions. I'm not sure if all four are available in Singapore. The base model is the 79 kWh. I mean, we are talking electrics here. Then there is a 4S version, and then there are two turbo versions. Tell us what the differences are between these models.
Okay, so the base model, which is the performance battery with 79 kilowatt hour, that only has one electric motor, and it's at the rear. So that makes it a rear wheel-driven Taycan. The rest of the other three variants that I'm talking about, they're all four-wheel drives. And here's the thing, 4S performance battery, yes, you get 523 brick horsepower. Obviously, for the Turbo and Turbo S, you get way more. I'm talking about Turbo, you get 671 brick horsepower, and Turbo S, 751 brick horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing. 751 brick horsepower. You know how much brick horsepower that is? I mean, it's more than I can probably handle. It's insane.
Well, I mean, at 751 brick horsepower, you are just about flying. You are flying.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly that. Exactly that. But it's amazing because, think about it, because the base model that I drove accelerates from 0 to 100 in 5.4 seconds. That is already mighty quick. To put things into perspective, the Turbo S finishes that century sprint in 2.8 seconds. That is already in supercar territory, man.
I would say it is a supercar at that point with those of stats.
It is over 1,000 newton meters of torque. I don't even, when you accelerate, I think I might actually puke.
You know what? Those G-forces would be quite extreme. Okay, I fill in the blanks for our listeners. The standard performance battery, 79 kilowatts per hour that you're talking about, 322 brake horsepower, and no slouch on the torque delivery, 345 newton meters of torque. I'm sorry, but I'm kind of spoiled. It is a Porsche. It is over $400,000. 5.4 seconds, 0 to 100 is kind of slow. But that's just me. Then you go to the 4S performance battery that you were talking about. 523 brake horsepower. There's a lot of torque there. It is 640 newton meters of torque, 4 seconds for that century sprint you're talking about. That's more like it, is what I'm saying. And then if you want to, like, you know, really blow your budget and you're looking at, I'm going to assume at least $600,000, then you're looking at the Turbo. And the Turbo is 671 brake horsepower, which is what you said. 850 newton meters of torque, 3.2 seconds, 0 to 100. Now, that's about as fast as I ever need a car to be. So that one more Atas model of Turbo, the Turbo S, maybe if I was on the Autobahn, I might think, oh, that would be cool to have. But if you had it in Singapore, I would imagine that the only people who would think that it was cool to have would be the traffic police.
Oh,
Because they'd know who owned it, and they'd be watching you.
I'm pretty sure. Can you imagine if traffic police decided to scrap all their current fleet and change to a Porsche Taycan?
Yeah.
We will never outrun them ever again.
No, you never would. And yes. Who did that? The Italian police, didn't they? They all had Lamborghinis.
Yes. Yes, exactly. It's like, was it some Middle Eastern country? Was it not Dubai? Was it somewhere? I mean, I can't remember. Qatar or somewhere. It was also something like that.
Right. Yes. But they could afford it. Somebody, the police commissioner probably thought, I like this guy, I'm going to buy a fleet of 100.
Oh.
Because you know what? This is what happens when you can.
I suppose so. Suppose you're right.
All right, let's talk about some reviews. Although I don't know who could dislike this car. It is a performance car after all. It is a Porsche. Enough said is one of the reviewers. Lazy reviewer, I must say. Yes, it's a Porsche, and but you kind of actually said the same thing. It's a Porsche.
Yeah, but it's really quite cool, I have to say. I mean, it's just a little special. You know what I mean? It's not just any other Porsche. It's a relatively special Porsche.
It's a relatively special Porsche.
Yeah.
Rather special price point.
Oh, well, definitely, of course. How could I forget that?
You know, you can actually buy, I'm just saying this to people who aspire to own a Porsche, you can actually buy a Porsche for less. You can buy a Macan for $260,000+.
Yep, well, you can, yes, but, I mean, you know, you can, yes,
you can,
but...
you can. We'll stop there, because we're not reviewing that car today. You can. Now, the question, of course, is, would you want to? And if you want to know the answer for that, you'll need to listen to future episodes of Chasing Cars, where we will review that car. Anyway, now somebody actually agreed with you, and I think this is very interesting. The electric sport sound isn't for everybody. In fact, it was a deal breaker for me, was what somebody said.
Oh, what do you mean?
They didn't like the sound.
But it's just not enough to be a deal breaker. I mean, I
don't know. I am not in the price. I am not in the market for a $400,000+ car. I do not know. I cannot even pretend to know what somebody who has that kind of money to buy a car would be thinking.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
But this guy has the money to buy this kind of car, and it was a deal breaker for him.
Okay, I can almost understand where he's coming from. And after all, if you're spending so much on a car, you kind of want to enjoy some audio of sorts from the exhaust, right?
You want a V8 engine is what you want. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, 8-cylinder never harmed anyone.
Yeah, no, that's true. Maybe the trees. Now, somebody else said, the steering is excellent. The body control, as in, you know, that, what is that term for it now? Suddenly my brain's not working. The body roll that you feel when you're driving a car with these kind of G-forces, it was very well contained in this. I don't know where this fella test drove his car, because when the speed limit is 90 in Singapore, I don't know what body roll you're experiencing. So I'm kind of going, how fast did you go? And where were you test driving this car?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he went to Malaysia to do it.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's just not possible.
Well, maybe he is Malaysian. There's quite a few rich folk there, you know.
Oh, well, not me. I'm not one of them.
Neither are you Malaysian. Okay. Now, I don't know why you guys, any of you guys who are either professional reviewers or people in the market to buy cars or people who are just gearheads in general, I don't know why any of you in a car like this, and I might add the Porsche Taycan is beautiful, why you are even fiddling with the infotainment system.
Mm.
But apparently somebody said that it is very good.
Mm.
So I don't know. I have got nothing on that. I'm just judging the person for thinking that was a selling point.
Well, that is interesting as well. I mean, I suppose an electric sports car isn't for everyone. I think that's what I've come to realize.
Mm.
It's not for everyone, but you'll never know. I mean, like I said, right, going electric is inevitable. It is the future. I can't say it's a trend, but it's definitely the future. And as more and more car makers come up with these sorts of cars, whether it's a hatchback or a sedan or a sports sedan or a sports car, what have you, you have to get used to it. You have to get used to it because it's inevitable. You have to get used to it. So to me, I'd rather embrace it now and then try and iron out all the things that I just don't like about it and try and just live with it so that you can manage your expectations. That's how I feel.
I have no expectations of a Porsche or anything.
Yeah, that's because you and I aren't potential buyers of a Porsche.
No, the best I could potentially do is buy radio control Porsche.
Well, I think I might only do wheel caps. I think that's as far as I go. I might not even have the money to do the badge.
Maybe a T-shirt.
Oh, yeah. I could do a T-shirt. I could do a Porsche Taycan, but it'll be like a 1:64 sort of model.
Exactly. You are now talking my language. All right. So the people who can afford this car, the people who think $351,958 without COE for the base model with no options, which of course is not the version that you will buy, is you guys are great and you guys are very lucky and you should be listening to Money FM 89.3. Because all my colleagues will tell you how to make even more money. So you can even look at the Turbo S version, which I assume would just be so expensive. $700,000+ type of expensive. Maybe eight.
I feel so poor.
That's because we are.
Well, that is true. I can't contest, but no. Yes.
But if these prices and these performance numbers line up for you, then you have many options in Singapore, which I find very exciting for you, not for me, because it makes no difference to me. You can go to Stuttgart Auto and be treated like the prince or princess that you are, or you can go to several parallel importers who also have these cars available and who will also treat you like a prince or princess. And if you want to know who these parallel importers are, SG Carmart has got the answer. Go look it up.
Yes. I mean, if your pocket is endless, go look it up. Oh, I feel like my mood has been so horribly crushed. After talking about this, I feel like, oh man, I was so excited about a Porsche Taycan. To be in all honesty, I was like prepared. Like I know exactly what I wanted to say. I know that, you know what, I know the car inside out. And now when we suddenly talk about affordability, I'm nowhere near the car. Nowhere near.
I know. I'm actually sitting here as you said that, thinking, how many years if I don't eat, don't pay any bill, don't pay my taxes. I'm kidding, of course, IRAS. don't pay my housing loan and any of that, right? Just take my salary straight, put in savings. How many years it would take to actually afford the base model?
Oh,
a few God, yeah. is the answer. And on that cheerful note, we've just reviewed the Porsche Taycan Electric. It is gorgeous. It is absolutely a stunning car. It comes in four doors. And if you are in the price point for something between $400,000 and $600,000 for a very cool ride, go check this car out. Otherwise, you can sit on the bench with Julian and I and admire it and envy it from afar. I'm Clarissa Maldera. He is Julian Koh from SG Carmart. This has been Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.